This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on the latest information on Trump's second assassination attempt.
U.S. Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe said agents did their job to the letter when they noticed a man poking a rifle through the bushes at former President Donald Trump's golf course. The suspect, Ryan Wesley Routh's family members and former colleagues, are being interviewed by the FBI. Authorities are pursuing and executing search warrants for cell phones, a vehicle, and electronics for Routh. An FBI agent says he also had numerous felony charges for stolen goods between 1997 and 2010. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The U.S. ambassador to the United States has accused Israel's military of striking schools, humanitarian workers, and civilians in Gaza. It's a sign of growing American frustrations with its close ally as the war approaches its first anniversary. After meeting with U.S. officials, Israeli opposition leader Yair Lapid tells reporters a ceasefire deal to return the hostages is more important than Benjamin Netanyahu's political future.
Any political interests should be set aside for this. This is way more important. Israel as a nation will not heal unless we will bring them back home. This is essential to our existence. So yes, I will give him any necessary safety net in order to make the deal.
Israel has repeatedly said it targets Hamas militants who often hide with civilians and use them as human shields in retaliation for the October 7th attacks in southern Israel that launched the war in Gaza. Officials say a massive pipeline fire that burned for hours near Houston began after a fire struck an above or vehicle struck an above-ground valve after driving through a fence. Officials in Deer Park said Monday that police and local FBI agents have found no evidence of terroristic activity. This is VOA News. Germany began implementing checks on all of its land borders Monday as the government tries to crack down on irregular migration, but critics say it undermines the core European Union principle of freedom of movement, as VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Germany took in more than a million migrants in 2015 in the wake of the Arab Spring. It is also hosting more than a million Ukrainian refugees. The influx prompted a backlash from some voters who have turned to the far-right Alternative for Germany party, which scored a shock victory in recent regional elections. Many of Germany's neighbours have reacted with anger to the border checks, including Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Egypt this week on his 10th trip to the Middle East since the war in Gaza began nearly a year ago. The trip is partly aimed at refining a proposal to present to Israel and Hamas for a ceasefire deal and release of hostages. Unlike in recent mediating missions, Blinken on Tuesday is traveling without the optimistic projections from the Biden administration of an expected breakthrough in the troubled negotiations. He's also leaving without any public plans to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Israeli public leader's fiery statements on total victory and some other unbudgeable demands have helped complicate earlier diplomacy. A United Nations official says between 20 and 50 people have been killed in violence among illegal miners in Papua New Guinea. Fighting started days ago and is continuing in a valley near the site of a landslide in May, estimated to have killed more than 2,000 people, according to the South Pacific Island Nations government. The UN's humanitarian advisor for Papua New Guinea says that the death toll of at least 20 was based on information from community members and local authorities in Inga province, in the nation's mountainous inland. He says the fighting is continuing. He did not have information on the number of people who have been wounded. Prosecutors say that Sean Diddy Combs was arrested late Monday in New York, where he faces a sealed criminal indictment. Details of the charges were not immediately announced by prosecutors, but the hip-hop mogul has faced a stream of allegations by women in recent months who accused him of sexual assault. Combs' lawyer called the prosecution unfair. The charges come from an investigation of Combs that was revealed when Homeland Security agents raided his home in Los Angeles and Miami in March. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.